Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story at 3:03. A new spot fire has broken out from the Bobcat Fire. The U.S. Forest Service says a 500 to 1,000-acre fire has crossed Angeles Crest Highway, and crews are actively engaged in putting it out. Meanwhile, bulldozer lines are in place and air operations are in reinforcing them, all in an effort to keep the fire from reaching the 116-year-old Mount Wilson Observatory and more than $1 billion in broadcast towers. But just a few hours ago, forest officials tweeted that the flames were less than 500 feet from the observatory, and fire crews are in place ready to receive the fire, officials said, noting that strategic burns were taking place down to the southernmost line towards Spanish Canyon.
The Bobcat Fire is a stubborn one. More than 38,000 acres of burned containment fell from 6% to just 3%. There is an ongoing threat to communities north of the 210, especially parts of Sierra Madre.
We've had our bags packed on the in the hallways by the door, just in cases. We did pack one of our cars up in case we need to make a quick exit. And I'll be glad when there's more containment than 3%, so I can actually get a good night's sleep.
Some Sierra Madre residents have already been told to leave. Some parts of Arcadia have also been evacuated.
A group of veterans says a California political ad is violating the law. They take issue with a person seen claiming to have served heroically in the military.
Proposition 21 on the California ballot is a rent control measure. The people who are against it, the No on 21 group, says they have big problems with the way it's being advertised, that an actor is portraying a decorated veteran.
With multiple accommodations, including the Bronze Star, which is a pretty sacred. It was an actor. He never disclosed this on the TV ad.
But with Prop 21, it's not supported by the American Legion, the VFW.
Colonel Rocky Chavez, one veteran who's also against the ad and against the measure.
When I first saw this, I was incensed. In fact, his haircut's way out of restriction. No sergeant major would have a haircut like that.
The No on 21 campaign wants the state attorney general to get involved. They've complained that the ad violates a law, the Stolen Valor Act. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A crackdown on Asian criminal gangs operating in Southern California. Federal agents and local police arrest 18 people, seizing guns, drugs, and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash.
The 18-month investigation called Operation Black Phoenix targeted drug and gun selling operations involving a loose network of three separate Asian organized crime groups. FBI Assistant Director for the LA office, Jack Bennett, said before SWAT teams hit multiple locations, they'd seized a mountain of evidence against the people involved.
Law enforcement seized approximately 28 pounds of meth, cocaine and cocaine base, marijuana, and combined estimates of over $100,000. 16 firearms of various calibers were seized during this operation, and they include handguns, assault rifles, ghost guns.
In all, 25 defendants are charged in a federal indictment with crimes ranging from drug possession and distribution to illegal possession and sales of firearms, and could lead to all the defendants serving a minimum of 10 years in federal prison, with some eligible for extended sentences due to prior convictions. In downtown L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A group of apartment owners taking the states, L.A. County, and a collection of cities to courts. Landlords have filed suit trying to overturn ordinances designed to protect tenants from evictions during the pandemic. Their attorney Stephen Zelig tells KNX his clients are being unfairly singled out.
They've been asked to shoulder the burden. I mean, I put in my complaint that defendants have not ordered grocery stores to give patrons credit upon a showing, documented or otherwise, of economic hardship created or linked to the pandemic, or gas stations. Hey, can I have free gas? I'm having economic issues linked to the pandemic. It doesn't happen.
Zelig tells KNX landlords don't have any mortgage moratoriums to protect them. Spokesman for the city attorney tells KNX his office is reviewing the lawsuit. No comment at this time.
A UCLA professor is once again teaching after being suspended for the tone of an email he wrote to a student.
Fortin Klein was responding to a student's request to change the grading system for black students in the wake of the George Floyd protest. Klein says that student was not black, and he replied with a series of questions that many saw as sarcastic.
There's still some ill will, at least among them, around campus, and I just can't get the temperature on that quite yet because classes are still being taught remotely.
Klein told KNX he's changed the way he interacts with students.
I've always enjoyed being a mentor to people. I know many of us like to joke, like to inspire, like to encourage. And to the extent that we're intimidated from doing anything other than staying with academic material, it's a real loss on an interpersonal level.
Klein also says the ordeal has hurt his professional reputation. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Church in Sun Valley appealing a judge's order banning it from holding indoor services. The appeal by Grace Community Church comes less than a week after the judge issued a preliminary injunction citing the threats to public health. Attorneys for the church, however, maintained the county order is unconstitutional, infringes on the rights of congregation members. Despite the judge's ruling, church held a packed morning service on Sunday.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.